Giannis is. That's I think important. He's healthy.
We don't know. This is worst case scenario.
Is it? I want to know your Dr. Smith, the basketball doctor.
I just told you this is worst case scenario.
Explain.
That they lost that game because now it puts Giannis in a position that he's going to want to play. His team's in trouble.
I can solve that.
What do you mean can solve it?
Just as a note, Dr. Tony Smith, the doctor of basketball, gives me the impression that if you need more time off, take more time off. You're down 3-1 and
2-1.
No, but even if you lose this one, you're down 3-1. You only got to win one game there. You got two home games. I'm not risking you. I'm gonna go. I have enough faith in this team. They're not.
No, I don't think he's risking. Here's so like I said, worst case scenario that they lost that game because now Giannis is going to want to come back.
Yeah.
He's going to want to force his way back, even if he's not completely ready.
That's not good.
Second thing is, if he does sit out like you're saying, mm-hmm. that means the injury is way worse than we thought. If he's willing to sit out this game, the injury is really, really bad.
Isn't there somewhere in the middle?
I don't see it.
Well, that he's getting better, but they could use two more days off.
Like I said, injury is worse than I thought. But okay. I have a feeling if I had to bet on it, I would bet Giannis is going to try to play.
I would bet that as well. But I'm okay with them being down 3-1. First of all, they have a chance to win this game without him.
I'm not okay with being down 3-1.
In terms of resting him if he needs to be rested?
In terms of anything, because...
If they win three games in a row then.
Yeah. And then,
yeah, two are at home.
Doesn't matter. The problem then becomes like Miami can get hot any game. And when we saw what happens when either team gets hot. It's a blowout.
Yeah. Well,
right. So neither team can get hot.
I have more.
Or the
faith
other team's in trouble.
I have more faith in this Bucks team than you I do. Guess but other that's people do.
You're saying Miami's got three games that they can get hot in. They got a chance three times to get hot. They only have to get hot one more time. You don't want that. Okay. I don't want that.
All right.
That's leaving it to chance.
No, the great teams win in those situations.
Yeah. Again, great teams have lost before.
Not often. Not the great ones.
Well, they have. They've lost. 18-0 Patriot lost.
Again,
yeah, they lost. Yeah, they were phenomenal. That was one game. That's even worse. That's a do or die scenario, and they lost.
No, they'll beat them the first time. Now it's 3-2. Now you got to do.
I'm not willing to give Miami three chances to have one crazy shooting game. They've already had one. So
okay.
Then you got Duncan Robinson out there hitting everything.
He ain't ever going to do that again. I can guard him.
First of all, Duncan Robinson is a better shooter than anybody else on either team.
That's fine, but you can guard him.
So he can't make shots again.
You can't give him open looks like
that. Well, no kidding, you can't, but that's what they do.
Well, not with him.
Well, that's what they do. Sorry. Have you watched the Bucks play?
I did. I watched them in game two. They
were
great.
So what makes you think they don't give up threes?
They were great defensively.
What makes you think they don't give up threes?
I saw it in game two against this team.
You saw it in two because they were missing shots.
What?
You saw it in two because they were missing shots.
The defense was a million times better. The defense was good in game two.
But teams are dumb. Do you see what I always tell you about during the Marquette games? When you got a big lead, don't give up threes, dummy.
I
let people go to the rim.
I'm in your corner so much.
go get a 2-point bucket. Get yourself back in the game with a bunch of twos, not with threes. I'm not going to allow it.
And I'm even thinking about that in general. Like,
I mean, but just when you have a lead, you cannot let them sit out there and chuck threes on you and make them go to the... You got Brook Lopez in there. That's one of the best rim protectors in the league. Send him to Brook. Hey, I'm running you off this three-point line. You're not getting a three-point shot. And guess what? I'm not coming off of the corner guy to help you either. I'm staying home on the corner
guy. I agree,
but
I think even in regular situations, like... How does anybody have an open three in the corner? Ever?
In normal situations, no. You have to protect the rim. You want to protect the rim.
No, I'll give him the rim.
No, I'm not giving him the rim.
Not
under normal circumstances, no. But when I have a huge lead, I'm up 15. Oh, you're getting yourself back in this the hard way, buddy. You need 8 buckets to score 16 points.
I know.
That's how it's going to be. You're not getting back in 5 buckets. I'm going to tell you that. You need 8.
And if I'm up 1 or 2, then they make a 2. It's better than if they make a 3.
No,
and I'm not saying all threes.
If you're up 1 or 2, it's different. I'm telling you. These are only certain circumstances where you do not give up threes.
I'm just going to give up
fewer threes.
I mean, talk about late game situation, up three or four. Don't give up a three.
What team does sets on that the best?
I don't know. But the problem with teams now, they're so afraid of giving up points in the paint. They allow threes. I mean, in general, the theory's good because guys aren't going to make shots consistently like that. But some nights you get in trouble or you get one guy. And that's why good teams throw out all the shooters out there. That's why the Bucks play that the way they play. They chuck a lot of threes up. That's just what they do. Problem is they typically have Giannis like getting 30 points in the paint.
Correct.
And that kind of offsets it a little bit, and it kind of cleans it up. So it doesn't look as bad. You get a little better looks with Giannis in there. And
right, well, that's why
he's scoring inside. You get into the free throw line, a lot of different things. Correct. But it can still go sideways on you. When those guys aren't making those shots and they're taking the same shots, it looks horrible. It looks like, why would you take that quick three like that? No clock, nothing. Just boom, chuck up a quick three. It just looks bad when you're missing. When you're making it, it looks, oh, man, this is beautiful. Oh, they're so good, so good.
Ah, I thought in game three they were just horrible defensively. They didn't play hard, and they had just tons of turnovers. They just played a crappy game.
It just looks that way. You got to look beyond shots going in.
I wasn't even looking at
shots. Or not going in.
I'm just saying,
what kind of look are they getting? But the thing about the Heat, though, basically their best guy shooting threes was out. Tyler Hero's out. Duncan Robinson hadn't even been playing.
I know. That's why
he ain't played in a long time.
That's why it's insane.
But he's a better shooter than Hero. He's not a better scorer, but he's a better shooter.
We know why he wasn't playing.
Oh, just because he couldn't do anything else.
Correct.
But still, that was fine before, and it was good enough to pay him all that money. So, you know, my bottom line is, you know, the guy can shoot, and that's all he can do. When he comes in a game, he should never get a look.
I know, but they weren't even playing him in games, just like Oladipo's hurt now. He wasn't even playing.
He should never get a look, period.
I agree.
Period, end of story. Never. Duncan Robinson is the easiest guy to guard.
Yeah.
There was a game. I was in L.A. This was my first or second year. I remember we were playing. Do you remember Chuck Person?
Of course, yes.
Yeah,
from
the
Auburn.
Rifleman, right. Yep. Yeah. Chuck Person came in.
Chuck was Person, another person. He had a brother, Wesley.
Wesley was his younger brother. Yeah, shooter as well.
He wasn't as good as Chuck, though.
Right, well, I mean, Chuck was big. No, you know, like 6'6", 6'7".
Yeah.
Shooter.
He was a good
shooter. With range. Oh, yeah, really good shooter. Well, he came into the form first quarter, just lighting us up. I mean, he hit like four threes. He had like 14 points first quarter. Dunleavy gets mad. Tony, get in there. And he goes, don't let him get a shot. And I was like, okay. Guess how many shots Chuck got up? None. That's right, because that's all he can do.
Well, yeah, but hold on.
He's one-dimensional. Chuck, I'm not going to let you shoot a jumper.
Address this. I don't think they just set the screens all the time. Did they set as many? Did you have to fight through screens?
Yes.
You did?
Back then, shooters ran off of way more screens than they do now. Now they just pick and roll.
Correct. All right. So, yeah,
they run around off like five or six screens.
That's true. Yep. They're running around.
Doesn't matter. I know what he's going to do. I know where he's going. You're not getting a shot.
Explain that.
He's running off the screen. He's not going to the rim.
I know. So
that's not what he does.
All right. So you follow him. What do you do?
I'm on his. It's called lock and trail. Okay. I get on his butt, on his hip. If I'm on his hip, I'm going to get picked off. I'm on his butt. They can't pick me. Because I'm unscreenable.
Right.
I'm on his butt.
They would have to hit him. No, they'd have to do an illegal
they
screen.
Have to do an illegal screen, or they'd have to
so
they
follow
hit
his
him
butt.
First.
All right, now
I'm
he
on
gets
his
the
butt,
ball.
Lock and
now
trail.
He gets the ball.
I'm up in him. I'm right next to him. He can't shoot. He's not getting shot off. Period. End of story. But I'm just saying, I don't understand certain guys who are limited.
Why can't the Bucks do the same
thing? I don't know. They're just certain guys who are limited, like Duncan Robinson. Now, if a guy go to the rim, it's something you can't guard him like that.
Well, plus he's not that quick, so he's not running that fast either.
He's not, but I'm telling you, man, I do not understand how that guy gets a shot. I get so annoyed just watching him get a shot.
You know who was the most surprised at the points he scored in the last game? It was not Bucks fans. It was Heat fans. Holy man!
No, they know. They remember.
I bet he hasn't had a game that good all year.
He's got a huge contract.
I bet. I know, and they blew it.
I don't know.
A huge contract that's sitting his butt on the bench. Let's look how many minutes he was playing. That had to be the best game of the year.
For him, probably.
Yes. Yep. Jason Wilde. Next.